It's the most all-star studded challenge ever. And this time, it's every competitor for themselves.
Best challenge ever!
The Challenge All-Stars. New season now streaming on Paramount Plus. Go to ParamountPlus.com to try it free. Terms apply.
My friends, welcome to another edition of the Triple Option presented by Knowles 24/7, X's and Knowles YouTube channel, and all that shebangabang. I am here with one of my best friends, Kevin Little, and another best friend I don't get to see as often, Brandon Sinone. He's filling in for Adam Brown, whose family is just ejecting bodily fluids from every orifice. They're a little sick right now. So, Adam, Jesus Christ, we've heard what you've told us. Just stay with your fam. Help us out. But, guys, I mean, speaking about something more, I guess, ghastly than Adam Brown's family situation, it was pretty ugly at the Carrier Dome for the Syracuse Orange. Am I right, boys? Florida State wins 38-3. Complete, total, and utter domination, even with Syracuse's starting quarterback, Garrett Schrader, back. I cannot wait to get to the footage. Brendan, anything you want to say? I'm glad you're here with us tonight, man. It's always good. It's always good to just a little commingling.
I'm happy to be here. Honored to step in for AB. Hopefully his family is able to retain bodily fluids. Mm-hmm. But speaking of just puking and pooping all over the place,
of course,
Syracuse's offense. Let's get into it.
Yeah, speaking of Oregon Trail dysentery, let's just get right to this game film.
All right. We got to really focus on the special teams, as that's AB's favorite part. So,
yes.
Now that he's gone, we can really talk about how great of a kick that was.
Oh man, that was really nice, wasn't it? Adam wouldn't understand.
He wouldn't understand.
So, Kevin and Brendan, what did you guys think about Florida State's initial kind of defensive scheme? Like, anything that noticed about how they came out? I mean, anything interesting other than the complete, pretty much domination all game?
Yeah, I think Adam Fuller got a lot of flack early on this season for kind of staying in more of a conservative shell. You can see that they're sitting in too high here. So this is some sort of cover two man, which is about as conservative as of a defense you can have on third and four. But the thing is, when you've got number zero in the game, stuffing up the interior and number five on the outside, this makes complete sense. And you can see there's nowhere for him to go here, even though you've got those two safeties back.
Brendan, were you a fan of how the Knowles came out? I mean, the two high safety with a team that's so run heavy was giving everybody a little bit of kind of trepidation, but it really worked out a lot of the time for Adam Fuller and his defense.
The Fabian Lovett effect that Kev alluded to is for real at this point. So yeah, I like that. And Florida State was able to just go with dime package a lot and some nickel and only allowed about 1 yard before contact per carry. So yeah, successful formula if you can do that without stacking the box.
Kevin, channel your inner AB here. Look at this push.
Yeah, so I kind of talked about this before the game. I was expecting a lot more inside zone. So they have a really undersized defensive line, as I'm sure most people who watch the game are aware by now. And so the natural idea is to do inside zone where you get these double teams, kind of more of a vertical push, and you just kind of get the 3 or 4 yards a pop that they're willing to give you. Yeah, Florida State wanted to go outside zone, which has really been the bread and butter of their offense under Trey Benson, with him kind of starting at running back ever since Trayshawn Ward went out. And Syracuse has been pretty decent. They've got a lot of speed, so kind of rallying to those outside zone plays, they've been fairly effective this season, but it didn't seem like Florida State really cared how effective they've been.
Good Johnny Wilson goodness on the perimeter there. Wow.
Brendan, that's a great call. And that's something you pointed out in the group chat all night, man. Those guys on the perimeter, they were a huge factor all night, man. Very physical performance on both sides.
I mean, that's such a good indicator of culture of a program is how your perimeter blocking performs and like the buy and the attempting. Johnny Wilson and Micah Pittman are absolute tone setters and have been throughout the course of the season, but just fun to see that dominant in a play.
And we haven't done it so much yet this season. Good block by 87 on the outside.
Yeah, I was about to say.
Yeah, Cam, that's really nice.
Cam was really bad a few weeks ago run blocking, but the last 2 weeks he's been exquisite, and hats off to him. He's done a really nice job the last couple games.
Yeah, we've been fairly critical of him this season, but I mean, one-on-one blocking a defensive end here, that's really the key to this play. That's why this play works.
Yeah, they just came out looking to bully Syracuse, and I liked it a lot. Okay, Pittman.
Trey Benson returning the favor downfield, blocking.
God, and number four runs so hard, man. I love that. That kid has been such a welcome addition to this team.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, just a consistency you didn't really have at the slot position. I mean, Ja'Kai Douglas gave you an explosiveness, but I mean, this kid, he's a playmaker, right? So
what happened here? They miss a block on the edge. Was this a read? What happens here, Kev? Because the Pittman makes somebody miss at the point of attack to get that nice gain.
So you're showing the outside zone blocking at on the line, then you're kind of releasing this end in this running back to get a lead blocker. So you're hoping to get some flow towards the outside zone. Syracuse doesn't really buy it. I think this guy's unblocked on purpose. I think you're hoping to beat him to the edge on this jet sweep without him.
Yeah.
And it works out, but this would have been a much bigger play, but this is a great play by this linebacker who doesn't buy the outside zone blocking.
It lends credence to the fact that Syracuse, even like by the metrics too, they don't have a bad defense. It's undersized, but they did not get beat up like they did against Florida State. Like this, and the screen game has been so nice.
So good. So good.
So yeah, it's a nice compliment. Reward the blocking. Yeah, that's nice. So you kind of see how all these plays are setting up on each other. This looks like outside zone again. And even you see the sailmate that Cameron gets right here, and he just throws it off.
Yeah, good job disengaging and getting a really selling the block too, because none of the defensive linemen read it at all. That is well executed.
They worked the screen game pretty heavily during the week of practice. Like this was a clear and decisive like point of emphasis, and pays off in a few times for sure. Love this.
Yeah, great call. What is that, Kev? Is that midline?
It's kind of, let's see. So they're reading 54 here, who's the defensive end. So this would still just be kind of a regular read option.
But they block.
They're not reading anybody. Yeah.
I think it's just a design quarterback run that's supposed to look like it, right?
Yeah, I think so too, because they do end up blocking him. So it's a split zone type thing.
I wish the condensed game had the play right. I think it was right before, or maybe two plays before, Jordan's run to set that up was him spinning off of a guy and breaking a tackle. Like just that's something he doesn't do a couple of years ago. It's just the power to the running as well and the confidence. Like shout out to Josh Storm's strength conditioning program is really, really showing up right now.
And you know what? Sick beard too, which is what's really
important. Great beard. Great beard.
It's man, and the way that Travis can run, be productive while also not getting taken huge hits. And then Renardo Green, dude, awesome game from him.
Great game. This is why, to me, Kev, weigh in here, please. But like, this is why I think the defense was so successful with not having to stack the box. The pursuit and the discipline for the defense. Like, watch, yes, Renardo, but watch Jamie at 10 and then watch Tatum Bethune as well. Like, the pursuit, the way they diagnosed the play, man, it was impressive.
And they weren't tentative. Like a lot of times this year, they waited for the ball carrier to come to them, man. They were attacking the entire night. And Tucker, I mean, Schrader was banged up and he wasn't 100%, but Tucker looked fine and they shut him down.
Well, Tucker really makes a living off these kind of runs where he, you know, they're kind of running outside zone here, but he has very good vision and he tries to set up these blocks by bouncing it back outside and hoping that he can beat these linebackers back. Again, good pursuit by Tatum Bethune. I mean, who kind of bounces this play second time, right? So he was thinking about pulling it up here. You got two guys here, and then he's going to bounce it outside to a corner. And most teams don't have corners that are going to come up here and make this tackle.
Yeah, and the thing impressive. I like about Green is that he's physical.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, he was a safety last season, right?
Yeah, I hope they show the pass defense that he has later on in this game.
I hope so, too.
He's been their best cornerback, too. It's funny, we went in the season thinking if he's your second best cornerback, you'd be in great shape. And cornerback play hasn't always been good, but he's held up his end of the bargain for sure.
Nice blitz. Oh. Just crunched, dude.
They've got seven blitzers here, I think, or seven pass rushers, excuse me, to, I think, six guys blocking. So it's not great.
They're not even trying to disguise it.
They just gambling, Kev? Are they just gambling that, like...
This is a Syracuse common thing. Cover zero.
Just crazy. Yep.
You're hoping
aggressive
that
call on third and 10. Rally.
Yeah. This is the aggressiveness that people say they make. So we're seeing earlier that they were passive on one third down, then they got aggressive on the next.
And that's a hallmark, man. That used to be a hallmark of Adam Fuller at Memphis, really keeping teams off balance with the coverage, like the aggression on the same down and distance type stuff. And dude, I'm fine with going all out when you've got a defensive end as quick as Pat Payton and a guy who can shed blocks as well as he does.
Yeah, well, he doesn't have to shed anything here.
This one he doesn't, so maybe not a great example of what I was talking about. But
yeah, this is on Trader, to be honest with you. Trader needs to get rid of this ball now. He needs to see that these guys are coming and get rid of this ball.
He looked rusty and not confident. If it is indeed a lower leg injury, he just didn't look good and comfortable the entire game.
God, yeah, he didn't look very comfortable right there. Ouch. State
defense. So I think this is something that doesn't get talked about enough. The offense did perform well, but I mean, they got just such great field position consistently. Like the mm-hmm. defense made life easy for the offense.
Go ahead, Brennan.
I was just gonna say the defense had the highest success rate of any defense in the country this past week. I think it was 73% of their plays were successful, which is absurd.
And it's such a difference from the first couple of weeks of the season when they were just getting gashed for these long drives and the offense was and I think the offense, it had a great performance against the Syracuse defense. There was a time around like the middle of the first quarter to the end of it. They stalled out a couple of times with a turnover.
The Renardo PBU?
Yeah.
Third and five.
Yep.
Yeah.
Nicely done.
That's textbook. So that's
is that Gatson that he's covering too?
I believe so.
Yes,
yeah.
This is Gatson.
That's a 6'4" wide receiver that he's being physical against.
Potential NFL guy. We've been critical about their mirroring technique. So mirroring, you don't put your hands on them. You instead try to mirror their feet with your feet, which he's doing here. This is pretty textbook. He's trying to stay closed as long as possible. The reason he's not pressing, for some reason they don't tend to like to press, but the reason they're not jamming is it allows you to be a little bit more conservative, allow you to kind of play the receiver.
And he did right his textbook. There. Yeah, that's really nice. One thing that we didn't talk about on the instant, and I didn't notice a lot, was Omarion Cooper. Maybe we can check that out as we're rewatching this condensed, whether it's because he did such a good job or I don't even feel like people attacked him that much.
I don't think he's in right here.
He's not in right there, but I just mean in general, because that was something we noted as a big difference from last year. And I don't remember hearing his name good or bad, which with a cornerback a lot of times is a good sign. So,
I couldn't tell you. I guess we should watch out for it. How Green. Look at this. This is a little thing, but he's watching the hands. As soon as Gadsden's hands go up, his eyes go to the football. This is like a textbook rep right here.
This is something that like Wake Forest killed them on, and Renardo specifically. It just showing the growth in season that he's having.
So hands, eyes.
Nice.
Great job. We should watch for Cooper because that has been a point of debate. AB has been very critical about the corners, and I've tended to agree with him, but it's getting to the point where the numbers aren't lying and their performance is, you know, they're one of the better pass defenses in the country.
And every other unit's gotten better as the year progressed. I mean, they can too. Oh, good tough catch.
Good job. Good release too. Boom. Steps into it. With the cornerbacks, I do think we got to be fair. Like that, the defense has gone against two backup quarterbacks and then a injured starting quarterback. That's helped a little bit, but you know, sometimes like, but you know,
Green making that play on Gadsden, that was good coverage regardless of the quarterback.
Yes. I think part of what we're seeing is confidence in they're playing fast and playing cohesively and playing against some crappy quarterbacks affords you confidence. And now you're rolling a little bit. People don't think momentum is real in sports sometimes, but like, man, it makes a difference. What a throw, by the way.
That's good nuance. Yeah, and that was all Jordan, man. Like, Syracuse had a good blitz. Like, the line gave up some pressure, and he's just so good at getting out of the pocket and looking downfield. And with an accurate throw downfield to a smooth addition, welcome addition, Ja'Kai Douglas.
This is a similar look to what Florida State showed against Syracuse earlier, where there's more blitzers than there's blockers. Kind of a cover zero. You're playing off coverage, off man, trying to rally on any sort of shorter throws. He's technically got that tight end over here.
But you get the quarterback on the run, or the quarterback runs himself.
Yep, right. Buys himself some more time. That's a huge difference right there from what Schrader couldn't do.
So that is what Jordan Travis brings you, is just the ability to extend this play. You get beat up front immediately.
Yeah. Yeah, Meech misses.
Yeah.
So good. He's gotten so good at throwing on the run where you expect him to make it consistently, like almost every time now.
Oh, and this is just, man, I love when this kid decides to turn it on.
Yeah, so you can see they've gone one high safety. They're more worried about the run. There's seven guys in the box to match your, to match your six blockers plus your two runners. So something's got to give. You see off coverage, they hit a hot quick route.
Is that what that was? Was that a hot route, Kev? As far as like instant recognition, like go for it, or was that a design play?
So, based off the fact that they're running outside zone, like everybody seems on an outside zone track, I would say this is most likely a package play, which means that pre-snap, JT has the decision to either do the run play or go here.
Gotcha.
It's probably a pre-snap decision. He sees the numbers, and so he's going to hit the quick screen and go with the numbers. So it's kind of like the original RPO. It's like a pre-snap RPO, basically.
Yeah, exactly, for sure.
Yeah, don't call that an RPO though. It's a package play.
Gotcha. You run or pass pre-snap. You have the option, but it's not an RPO. It's not confusing. Don't worry. Great physical catch. Nice, dude. That's the play Florida State's receivers had no shot of making last year.
Chris Peterson won a lot of games at Boise State doing this.
What happened here, boys?
I think Jamie and Kalen both take on the lead blocker.
Yeah, that's the way it looks.
Or sorry, Lundy. Yeah.
So Lundy's taking on the center here.
No, it is Kalen. Watch, Kalen, I think, spills back out to the lead blocker, and Jamie goes to some miscommunication there. I'm not sure who's supposed to.
Yeah. I think Miami got a big run on this, and so Syracuse is going back to it. It's this insert, this ISO type play.
Yeah, they did this with Jalen Knighton, right, Kev?
Yeah, this was the big play that Miami did. And you kind of saw something similar where two guys go into one gap, but this time it's your starter, so you're not as happy about it.
Yeah.
It's a learning opportunity.
You can't be great every single play, guys.
Even when you win by five touchdowns on the road, you can still improve.
Hey, at the end of the play here, Mike Norvell went out of his way to praise Akeem Dent for this open field tackle.
Huge.
And then he follows it up with, I think, this play. Yeah, Akeem gets in there too. He had a good game. He probably had his best game of the season.
Yeah, so, and that's nice. That's a nice development from him, being a lot more physical.
Yeah.
Probably some kind of green dog where he's watching this running back. If he releases in a route, he'll probably peel off and take him. But if he sees him in run block, he's going to attack. You can see that little hesitation right there. And
a lot of those on the day, Kev. Like, I think the linebackers typically where you would see that, right? But like that was pretty prominent.
Briggsy. Ouch, dude. Oh, the old cervical twist.
And yeah, man, third and 10, and like you get your pass rush package out there too. You have both Malcolm Ray and Dennis Briggs for the interior pass rush. Look, watch McClendon's burst off the edge too. He kind of forces Schrader to dictate like where he's going to have to step up. And it's just Briggs gets too far upfield and then panics. Yeah,
not a good rep. Good throw, though. Good throw. And that, man, that Gadsden kid is talented. This Florida State was able to bottle him up most of the night.
Yeah, when you have to defend man across the field.
Oh, God.
That long. Was...
It's the same or similar concept that Renardo Green got the stop on, but this time, instead of giving it to the running back, Schrader pulls it.
Look at Clendon's play there. Yep. Avoids the contact, doesn't get too aggressive, does his job, and annihilates this. That is wonderful stuff.
Single-handedly.
Shoulder square.
Yep. Single-handedly stops that play.
Man, that is great technique.
Yeah, look how quickly he's able to change direction here. I think Schrader's wrong in pulling this ball, but still. It does look like he's biting inside a little bit, and he's able to just on a dime change direction.
I think that's kind of a misread, man. I don't know. Like,
is he reading?
He's reading McClendon.
McClendon, okay.
So he's seeing McClendon takes kind of an inside track, so he's going to beat him around the edge.
Interesting. He does hop inside to avoid that contact, but he keeps his body square. And McClendon's an athletic kid, man. I don't think people talk about his athleticism enough. Good burst.
Yeah, he had a good game. I think FSU baited Syracuse a couple times with they showed like they were going to do something with the read option and then adjusted. So they're kind of toying with them a little bit, I think.
You think they forced the keep there, Brendan?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, he looked like initially.
Yeah, he hopped inside.
The way the shoulders were, it looked like he was trying to force him to hand the ball off and then baited him almost. It's like they knew. I mean, I think this was a well-executed game by the defense. I think Adam Fuller had a great idea of what Syracuse was trying to do as well.
Yeah, you'd rather have Garrett Schrader running the ball than Sean Tucker all day, man.
Yeah, so this is a good like evolution of Kalen DeLoach. I was pretty critical about his spying of Malik Cunningham, which is way tougher than spying Garrett Schrader, let's be fair. But
yeah,
great job here. I think he's still a little too aggressive with his angles. A quicker quarterback seeing it around him, but this is what you want to see going into the Florida week, that he's got a little practice spying in real life, and because he's going to have to do it against Richardson.
And they get their points for the game.
No baseball. No baseball.
Held on to the ball just a hair too long.
I think Norvell took responsibility for this play. Says it wasn't a good play call. I don't know exactly. I mean,
yeah, they're trying to hit a shot here.
I don't know, man. Second and 6 on the 31. That's good. That's good accountability from your coach, but that's shot territory. I just think the internal clock was, he's just a little bit too comfortable back there.
Syracuse just wasn't buying it. They're playing off. Yeah,
they are. They look extremely prepared for it.
You'd like to see at least one hot route, something he can throw underneath in case things go south.
Okay, so maybe it was a bad play call.
I wish we could see the secondary on this, because I feel like in the game, like watching it live, like I thought he was going to have a crevice to like be able to fit the ball into, and that just kid show. That didn't happen, though.
I don't think crevice is that sexually charged of a word, Brendan. I think that you made it. I think you made it one by the observation.
I was worried that someone was going
no,
to
you're,
go
I'm trying
there,
to implant and I these dirty to... thoughts in people's minds. I understand how you operate.
I want to beat them to it.
First and 10.
Great job by Kayla and Josh Farmer.
Sir. Let's see.
Interesting little communication note here.
Yep.
He tells him to bump out on Tucker. So DeLoach tells Jimmy Robinson to bump out of Tucker, and Jimmy Robinson says, no.
You got it.
And he ends up staying on Tucker. But then he ends up making the play anyway.
Good call, Jamie. No, dude, you got him,
bro. Just like a little defensive end, like, look at this bend here.
Yeah. And then so good to force that. But the, Josh Farmer, I think, is like proving, because this is pretty consistent now, he's really good at sniffing out screens or playing laterally. Like,
man, Josh Farmer's going to be a good player.
Yeah, I think so, too. He's got some Timmy Jernigan movement skills. I'm not saying
some good change of direction. Yeah, absolutely.
And more, this is another play where I thought they kind of baited them a little bit, where Josh showed one thing. We talked about this in the group chat, some debate, but like, I think Josh shows that he's going to take out the block and he's trying to dictate quarterback.
I mean, there's one step where he kind of,
I think that's just a damn good play, man, avoiding contact. And I think that actually, that's one of the tricks should have kept. I mean, Farmer was on the outside the whole time, like playing Tucker, right?
There's a chance that he's reading Patrick Peyton here, and he sees that Patrick Peyton is staying outside.
And they were doing that a lot with Patrick during the game too, kind of having to become a pseudo linebacker of different
ways.
I'm
not sure though. But it looks like they kind of run this right into a stunt, because I think, let's see, do they try to?
No,
he tries. It's hard to tell.
I don't know. Peyton gives up a lot of ground like immediately, so it doesn't look correct. I don't know, dude. Either way,
it's a great play by Farmer.
Yeah, very athletic.
He jumps out there.
Watch Fabian celebrate it and McClendon. I mean, just like and Fabo was doing that all game long, celebrating his teammates, like just leader culturally, like what he's doing. It's so good to have him back and making an impact.
So that's what makes me think it might be that they might not have meant to read him, because he does jump a full gap outside.
E7 doesn't touch him. So there's definitely some miscommunication on the Syracuse offensive line. That's not how that's drawn up.
They did this a few times where they had the two defensive ends stand up. And I think that, I don't know if that confused Syracuse, but they were successful whenever they did it. Well, they were successful most plays.
Oh, my goodness. I mean, I was glad that they didn't review this one again. I was
I think there's a bit of a targeting.
That's a Flanagan targeting call, 95% of
really?
The
time. Show it one more time. I didn't even notice that.
Oh, yeah, dude. If they show it again, I was
Deloach got him.
And then they issued a sideline warning to Norvell, which is when he gave the eyes of doom. Jesus Christ. Like, it was bad. It was bad stuff.
Yeah, you can see the targeting here.
I thought that they were going to review it, and it wasn't malicious, and the kid was falling down. But I've seen Flanagan call way worse.
Protect the quarterback. Yeah, look at the defense get the stop.
That was good though. After the turnover, multiple negative plays in a row. I think three.
I mean, I think that's the second time this season where there's been a turnover in field goal range where the defense knocks them back out of field goal range.
And this is when the game was still within reach, right? I think it was 14-3. They scored a touchdown. Could have been 14-10 on the road for FSU. And then Trey Benson, nah, I'm good, man.
So this is when they kind of go back to that inside zone that I was talking about. They were running outside zone earlier. Now I think they want to run some inside zone, mix it up. This is just the triple option that kind of we got our namesake for on this show, because first show was right after the Jacksonville State game where they ran this about a million times 2 years ago.
And there's so three of you guys, so I get it. It works at a couple levels.
Yeah, it's a pretty clever name, Brendan.
Wow, nicely done.
Thanks, man. Tim.
So he's reading the sequence of end. He slow plays it. It's a give. 10 times out of 10.
He's just reading the defensive end. Yeah. Easy. Easy peasy.
Benson looks like a completely different running back from week two and week three, man. Running with a lot more confidence.
Enjoy while you got him.
Even the folds inside. So he pulls it. Then this is his next read.
And then I think this is a play Douglas just this would have been a really good gain, but Douglas didn't have a great perimeter block here, if I recall correctly.
Yeah, if I recall correctly. Not a great angle for him. And Shekiah actually had a pretty good game blocking. They were using him almost like as a nub tight end sometimes too. But this was not one of his better.
Yeah, one of the rare instances where the perimeter blocking let you down.
Good screen. Get it back with a screen, and I just Syracuse's speed there.
Yeah, they're a little bit slow to release on this screen. It's kind of interesting. You don't see many people downfield. Yeah, he wasn't buying it.
Bad execution.
Can't win them all, guys. Can't win them all.
Call the touchdown play, Paul.
Just Jordan being Jordan. This is like where you would like to have a more athletic. Like I think Markeeson's improving, but just looks so unnatural catching the ball there.
Yeah, you got to upgrade the room. You know what? I feel that Thompson's actually got a lot out of the guys there, but you just got to recruiting's got to be a little bit better there.
Yep.
Third and eight. Nice, strong stop.
That's Duke. That's Amorian Cooper there in coverage.
Yeah, that is. And he lets up the inside, but that's where his help is, right?
Yep.
So this is why you want to play with two safeties back, because that means that it can be quicker to get into these little window throws.
That's good coverage, man. It's for third and eight, good awareness, and then Akeem cleaning it up. Great, good stuff. Good stuff after your offense kind of sputtered out a little bit.
Just playing very controlled.
So what are we going to do here? And Ooh. This is just...
Same thing. They scored.
Yeah, I think it's the same thing. It's the same exact package play. You have outside zone, but at any point in time, JT has this option. So it's outside zone to the left, but they've got eight people in the box here.
And their corners play way off too, which staple for that 3-3-5, right?
Yeah, I mean, depending on the coverage, they play a ton of cover four, so that's kind of par for the course.
And that's just, dude, Malik did it for the touchdown earlier, and Johnny did it there. Just receivers.
I thought this
offense for playmakers.
Built for playmakers. I thought the throw that Jordan had to Malik wasn't great. Malik just made a great play, but this throw to Johnny, I mean, you allow him to turn and run just like, I mean, that's perfect.
You're right. And the amount of space that Syracuse gave you and just the good design of that play for that Malik throw, you're right. It was a little off, but there was so much space there. He was able to recover. And that one was much better on the money. So it's just good execution, Holmes. There you go, Mike. Coach him up, baby. Gray hoodie killer.
The freaking gray hoodie has been such.
I want one, man. I'm buying in.
Look at Fabo. Oh, again, culture, man. Like Fabo and Robert Cooper hustling. 3rd and 16. That's 600 pounds of beef chasing after Schrader. Don't want him to catch you.
Jesus Christ, man. That's a swarm, dude.
I mean, just think back to Syracuse last year. If he got out of the pocket, there'd be no one here. But now you got five people here chasing him down.
And I know people are saying that Schrader's not as healthy as he was last year, which is true. He did not look comfortable, but like that wouldn't have mattered in that play. Like
not at all.
And the speed you're playing with and the confidence, totally different.
Good job by the end there to force that kind of that panicked decision, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was something that they tried to do a lot of was make him uncomfortable. Good blocking.
Yeah, so we've now seen him go outside zone. We've seen him go inside zone. Now I think we're on a drive of counter. So counter. I guess we're just getting practice in at this point. Whatever running concept we want to do.
Look at not a great block by Cam, but just better. Better. And Darius Washington downfield. Blocking Syracuse's best defender, one of Mikel Jones. Nicely done.
Yep, Dylan gets enough of a crack on the dude, and that's a solid, successful run play.
A crevice on the dude, I think.
That's right, a non-sexual crevice. And then the cameraman faked out because they're awful.
Same thing they just ran, but it's option this time, right?
Yeah.
Well, dude, they're blocking him. I don't know, right?
No, he's just gone inside.
Okay, so all right.
Is he reading the linebacker?
I think he's reading
23.
Hard. You're right. Yeah, Scott hits the tackle, and that guy just crashes real hard.
Yeah, he's hidden behind that. He's reading two. He's reading this defensive end here.
So watch the safety or the second level backside 23. Watch how he responds, because they just ran that same exact play on the earlier this drive successfully, and over-aggressive, and that creates a ton of room for Jordan.
You know what's crazy, guys? That Florida State's
did the read both times.
Yeah, no, it looks. I think you're right. Florida State's run game is so good with their running backs. I feel like defenses have forgotten a little bit how dangerous Jordan Travis's legs are.
Mm-hmm.
Like last year, I feel like the defensive end still sells out on Jordan Travis, right, and expects their defensive line to blow up our offensive line. But
now you have the defensive end and linebacker.
Yeah.
Dude, yeah, they got him guessing. They got him guessing.
This is a top 10 offense nationally, and I think what we've seen is you have enough talent and it's built really well around Jordan Travis to where you have counters for almost everything. Like you have things that you can, the defense has to pick its poison at this point. It can't square on one detail, which is totally different from last year where you could, you know, some games you just didn't have it. This year you have counters. Oh, Micah Pittman blocking. Rewind that, Kev.
Oh, erased him. Just... Listen, dude, yeah, I don't know. I don't know what happened. I don't know if some Syracuse DBs downvoted one of his vlogs, but Micah was a little pissed all game, and I liked it.
They talked crap to him on the first punt return. Oh, that's exactly what happened. Yes, they. I think I forget if it was a fair catch or he didn't. It was not a good play for Micah, and yeah, he remembered that the rest of the game. You saw him as a punt returner, he was just trying to. He was just spinning into dudes just to create contact.
And I love Ocho, man. He's got some Rusta. He's got some Rusta knock off
a little bit. Yep. Clear.
Yeah, the fumble. You can see after the fumble, he just kind of like he knows it. He just. Like I'm coming out.
That'll come out at bats. That'll do at bats. It's gonna be tough to get as many as he had at the beginning of the year with Trey Benson playing like he has. But he just needs some more at bats, man. That's a solid.
They're different style backs.
Yeah, he's a good. Oh, and it's like, come on, man.
Finish the run. Love it.
Yeah, this is a little split zone, just inside zone again. It's really just it's cool to see how effectively they can run all of inside zone, outside zone, and counter. Usually you choose two of the three.
You're right, Kevin. It's Norvell's full complement of like running attacks, man. With all those formations that they're going out of, you throw some motion in there. It's how do you plan for it?
And then you run a counter off of counter, right? So you've been showing counter with these pulling offensive linemen. Now you run it. Look how much the defense is respecting counter. Like you ran it a couple of times. Look how much sellout you have. And that means there's no
nice
one.
Nice little pump there by Jordan. And then it's the same thing they did it to Cam earlier, man. And I want to get a real legit, like elite athlete at tight end. Speaking of elite
athletes.
That's
just Jordan.
Yeah.
Jordan does love taking a sack before the second half or the end of the first half.
Yeah, so this is one of those zero blitzes. They just bring the pressure, more people than you can block.
See if he misses anybody here. I don't know. He's under such fire that it's tough to say. You would like to see him like maybe step up and throw it out of the back of the end zone?
I think this is a situation where – so they were doing this little cadence thing.
Mm-hmm.
And I think this silent is a situation where Syracuse was able to disguise their pressure because they could jump the snap. And it just got you – it got Jordan Travis not looking for a hot route.
He has to
turn his head so quickly to face the pressure.
Yeah, they just timed that up well.
Yeah.
You'd want to see him throw it away based on the situation, but it was tough, man. They were on him like quick. And then Fitzsimmons after two false starts and Dino Spumoni icing the kicker. Ice water in his veins, man. Good for that kid to see. And
great,
this is
great blocking. Every single tight end, wide receiver, offensive line.
Yeah, back to counter.
Robert Scott down blocking, Meech polling. They're finding guys so much better. Do you remember during the losing streak, Alex Atkins talked about they had to do a better job identifying, like finding with their eyes. And like that no longer against good run defenses too. Like Miami and Syracuse have good defenses and you've been able to lock in and create space consistently the last few weeks. It's been really impressive. More good blocking. Not great, but fine.
Yeah, Syracuse is loading the box. You're just trying to push it down their throats here.
Mm-hmm.
They bucked up. Third and goal.
Yeah, that's just easy. Another wide receiver gets in on the potty.
That's like a little. It's a little.
Come on, Kev. Tell me what it is.
I'm blanking.
China.
China.
Is it a China concept?
Yeah, I think you could call it a China
slant.
China concept.
Is that a corner slant?
I wasn't China. Just screaming out China randomly.
China.
I know what you're talking about.
Well, good job, Kentron. Nice.
Yeah, those little 5 and in routes are some of the hardest routes to cover in man coverage.
He steps in and just...
You're able to hit him right as he releases it. I don't know if that made a difference or not.
Yep. Coverage.
He's in coverage here too.
Yep.
Yep.
You force them. I mean, if they make that throw, they make that throw, but you force it to have to be perfect, you know, 30 yards downfield. Okay.
Yeah, cool. Small window there.
Yep.
Man, you were talking about Josh Storms earlier. I mean, you can really see it on the power that they generate on the edge, man. Like, even if they don't get to the quarterback, they're pushing the offensive lineman in the dude's lap.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they are playing at a different strength and speed than we've been accustomed to seeing the last few years. It's so crystallizing to see it now. Very obvious.
Time in the pocket. Nice pass protection. Really good throw and catch.
Good pocket, like you said.
Yeah, it's kind of hard to see with Syracuse has like the worst angles in college football.
What, for camera? Yeah.
Yeah, their camera angles.
They're very
low. It's like playing a game on Miami's IPF. It's very condensed.
This is actually 100 yards, the field.
Oh, okay. I guess. Yeah, much better than. Oh, God, right? Just patient, but also decisive.
Yeah. Yeah, he's running decisively, but his vision's better. He's realizing what he can and can't do at this level of play, and the game's slowing down for him mentally, and that's allowing him to play faster. And Johnny Wilson at the end there. Just running.
He's upset.
He wanted to hit somebody more.
I think he's upset that he tripped up Trey Benson.
Oh, yeah, he did. Oh, I'm sorry, dude, my man.
Yeah, that was just, man. I mean, you see the physical ability. That's probably his most impressive run of the night. I mean, just that jump cut, being patient.
Get the shoulders nice and square. Yeah, buddy.
God, he burrows through the line of scrimmage, gets through the muck, and then hits the burst like immediately. That's
so fast. More Johnny blocking, if you like the top of it. I know it doesn't really impact the play there, but like.
Oh, you know us, Brendan. Here at the Triple Option, we're Johnny Wilson blocking just like sadists. We love to watch him hurt people.
We did a whole video in the spring just watching him block in the spring game, basically.
Here we go, guys.
Ah! Kev, start it over and just give Brendan the mic. Ah! All right, bird call.
I'll go slow mo for you. This is all you, Brendan. What are you waiting for?
Yeah, dude, come on, man. It's your time
to start waiting on you.
Sorry, I got lost. I got lost in the glory. So it's a reverse to Wyatt Rector lined up out wide, the Leesburg legend, former quarterback, showing off the arm. He actually warmed up the arm before the play.
Testify,
throws it to Jordan Travis, who slips out into the end zone. Just a thing of beauty. Just perfect.
That's hot.
Is this the same play that Philly used in the Super Bowl?
Oh, yeah, baby. That's the Philly special.
I wish AB was here to tell us about that, the similarities. Yeah.
He doesn't like the Eagles. I think he's a Cowboys fan.
Or Giants fan or Washington. It's one of those.
I think he's a big Dallas Cowboys fan.
His favorite cheesesteak is from Applebee's.
The only cheesesteak.
Yeah, dude, eating good in the neighborhood of Delaware.
Provolone.
I like provolone on my cheesesteak. I can't laugh.
All right, this is
anyway,
another cover.
Good pressure.
Hey, this is another cover zero blitz. And Schrader, Syracuse adjusts by having a hot route available for him. Or I guess it's number 7, the guy that's been playing college football for 800 years.
They got numbers on the outside.
Yeah, I think that the tight end there, but Schrader's eyes, like he's probably so panicked from what's happened earlier in the game in these scenarios that he's not even going through his reads. He's just finding space.
Yeah, you're on it. You're 100% right. And that's the benefit of aggression, man. Yep. Even when they're open, they're not really open because that clock sped up.
Yeah.
Well, this is his hot read. So I think on a certain point.
Oh, okay.
Fuller probably knows that if he's going to hit a hot, he's probably not going to hit the tight end as a hot route. So he's not even covered. I think that's what's kind of going on here.
That's true. And he looked in a similar place on the Patrick Payton sack earlier too. So they know he's not going to go to where he's facing already to his left side.
Good backpack tackle by Dent to bring him down. Yep.
Good game for Dent.
And another punishing run.
Your boy's in there. Your boy's in there, Kev.
I know. All right, we got a counter.
Kevin's voice raised an octave. He is extremely excited.
I would be excited. Okay, that's a decent throw.
That's a good throw.
So bring in late pressure. You got no one to block. You're in an empty set. You got to get rid of the ball fast. He finds his hot route.
Now, Kevin, it's Tate time with like 5 minutes left in the third quarter against an ACC foe on the road who had previously been ranked. What is going on? Ouch, that's going on.
Tate's trying to hit a home run. Yeah, we saw Jordan do this in the first half, just trying to hit that.
Oh,
deep.
God, yeah, okay.
We saw Jordan do it too. Yeah, Tate is. I think we have like some body of work now to where we could say, like, when Tate just knows he can throw the ball, get rid of it, rip it quickly, like that's at his best. When he starts overthinking it, starts trying to do too much,
it's a good decision.
Yeah, there's nothing there.
It's actually impressive how far he flipped the ball, whereas as low as it was.
All right, Brendan, you need to calm down. It's gone too far.
Okay. Please don't put up a Heisman picture of him.
I've lost that picture. I still have the GIF somewhere.
And, okay. What's happening here, guys?
So you're in man coverage. You're bringing a little pressure. It looks like cover one, so man free. Maybe some kind of cover three. It's hard to tell.
Could be a cover. No, it's four. It's not four.
Yeah, you got one deep safety. So it might be. It's probably cover three. He looks like he's in a zone drop. So this is a nice little cover three beater where they run off this corner, and then, just beat the slot corner out. I think Greedy Vance. In general, it's looked really good. This is a hard route to cover, but it's also a hard route to throw. So it's a cover three beater. Hats off to him.
But remember this play because it's going to show up soon where they try to get Greedy ISO'd similarly again.
Nice tease, Brendan.
Thank you. Oh, right here.
Ow! Ow! This is the Tucker out of the backfield, right, Kev?
Yeah, they try to wheel him.
Yeah, so they're kind of running. No, they're running probably some sort of switch route up here. That's not a switch route. Probably something like this to get the defense, the deep defender's eyes occupied, and then they're hoping to get a one-on-one with a running back on a Will linebacker in this situation, but it's Greedy Vance kind of lined up as a nickel.
And that is nice.
Yeah, there was just nothing there.
Yeah, like look at all the other.
Tucker kind of gave up on it, I guess, or I don't know what happened there. Nice pick though, baby. Was he trying to throw it away or miscommunication or?
Yeah, Tucker definitely didn't. I don't think knew where the ball was.
Yeah, Tom. Sean, what are we doing, brother? Oof. Good pick, Greedy. And then Trayshawn, the tough running we all know and love.
Yeah, it's nice seeing number 8 back out there.
I love him. I've always loved him.
I'm keeping my eye on, I think they get Jalen early in this drive or next drive. So I just want to focus on how the freshman offensive lineman looks. He's been promising in practice.
What's his number again, Brandon?
73. So I'm trying to see. He may not. I think they got Lloyd Willison on this drive, and so it might be the next one or in the middle of the drive they put in Jalen.
If Tate's going to throw this, he needs to throw this now. He needs to throw it now quickly. And just not do the fake. It gives too much time for Syracuse to converge.
Yeah, and they just blow by span. But that play was pretty much dead in the water, right?
Yeah, they had 2-on-1.
3rd and 7. Bunch set for FSU. Tate?
Let's go push back.
Looking a just little drop. Funky there. Yeah. Ugh.
Tate's so unorthodox.
Yes, that's a very nice way of putting it, man. He
yeah,
spin it when he needs
funny.
To. But yeah, dude, you think?
How often do you see players drop?
Look at that little step right there, dude. He dropped you out of the video.
He's dropping horizontally to the line of scrimmage, which is kind of odd.
You're being very kind.
Tate's a strange cat, man. Do you see him try to dance after the Miami win?
You know what? I thought he looked like a trillion bucks. Tate never just always dance like nobody's watching, even when
that's
you're
just how I'd expect Tate Rodemaker to dance, though. Like, I think it was just super on brand.
Oh, and Adam's not here. Good punt by Mastromano. Punt game was looking fresh.
I think he's too busy cheering for the Commanders tonight.
Yeah. Yeah, that's right. He is everybody but Philly. Kev, is there anything else we want to break down for this? Or, I mean, I feel like it's kind of the game's kind of in hand, right? Or do you want to just go through the whole thing?
We can kind of go through it quickly, you know.
Not too far from the end. Look at that, dude.
You get Amari Gaynor in a pass rushing situation, blitzing.
They've used Gaynor well since he's returned. He's playing fast, and they've put him in a lot of good situations.
He played real fast there, man.
Mm-hmm. That's 2 weeks in a row where he's kind of, he's did a little shimmy there too, where he's just looked really fast and decisive in his movements.
Very Tate Rodemaker-esque with that shimmy. Oh, it looks like we got beat there. But that was
Gaynor got beat. Sometimes you get lucky.
Yeah, they got.
Yeah, but that's him. That's Tucker on Gaynor, yeah. Right? That's a tough matchup.
Oh yeah. Sometimes you get lucky, and they got them on. They try to go with the wheel again. Looks like against man coverage.
Yeah, they had it.
It's a good play call, and yeah, worked out
well. Maybe Briggsy sped up the clock a little bit, but that was a good call by Syracuse. It's good to see Amari engaged too after his injury and kind of like his roles shifting a little bit.
Yep, he's been effective, and again, yeah, he's been super engaged. I think that's a good way to put it, Trey. It's just probably fifth time I've said it now. Culture for this program's really solid right now.
So who do we have at O-line now?
So that's Jalen Early. At left tackle, good initial push, and then freshman-y.
Yeah, he kind of loses him, but he does enough. But that initial push is so good that it's fine. And then the interior did a good job. Was that Zane?
Yep, Zane. Jason Turnitin's at right tackle. It's good. Right tackle. It's good. He looked good the last drive too. Look at him pushing. He looks like he's getting healthy again, so that's good to have him in the arsenal if need be. Although Darius Washington's played good, well.
Excuse me. Who are we watching here?
Not on this one. They kind of get smoked a little bit here.
I was watching Jastin opposite of play side. It really didn't matter at right tackle.
The right guard 56 got whooped.
That's old Zane. The Zanimal. Zane Draper. Third and seven. Third and seven. Tate movement skills.
Oh, I thought he got inbounds.
He did catch that, didn't he? They gave it to him.
I think they gave it to him, yeah.
Oh, did they?
Dude, it's a back shoulder from Tate Rodemaker to Kentron.
To Kentron, yeah. What other outcome could there have been?
Always 100% success rate. Tate Tron.
Yeah, I don't know if there's ever been an incompletion between those two.
Tate's, I mean, Tron's got some big old hands. Yeah, that's nice.
Well, CJ Campbell. Oh.
Yeah.
Did Early screw up there?
73.
Yeah, loses. not great, Jalen.
Yeah, he comes off the ball a little hard.
He'll get there. He's been really good in practice. But yeah, this is his first like real meaningful game action, I think, since the Duquesne.
Yeah, just got across his face and shot the gap, and you clean that up. The FSU starting tackles had issues with that, particularly against teams like Louisville at the beginning of the season. We always said that the speedier defensive lines were kind of their kryptonite for a hot minute. Tate's got plenty of time here.
Decides to throw on the run.
Oh, that was almost the play. I thought he got inbound. Yep.
Almost. And he kind of just like not throwing it away, but it's funny when there's no pressure on him, like some of the throws that he can uncork sometimes.
He's just on the run and he decides to throw it, 40 yards. Like, why are you on the run? Set your feet.
He's Tate.
He's got a good arm, but helps if you set your feet
off the back foot. Through the catchable. Arms. Catchable.
Yeah, that's definitely catchable. That should be a touchdown.
You think? I thought that's pretty good coverage.
Malik does this in practice too, where he puts out the arms a little early. It frustrates
just
me.
Through the arms, though.
Oop. No, I mean, I don't think that was too early there. I was probably just didn't track.
That's good coverage, but a pretty solid ball on 4th and 21, man.
I think a really good wide receiver catches that ball.
Okay.
And I think we have really good wide receivers on this team.
Okay, well, now I'm confused. Is it a drop or should he have cut the ball?
Come on, Kev.
He should have caught the ball. Johnny Wilson catches that football.
All right, gotcha.
Noting
Malik McLean
this,
still has some ghosts he's got to work through.
Sydney Williams at linebacker. That seems like he's made the full time switch at this point from safety.
Oh,
to
so
linebacker.
That's a full time deal. He's kind of like the Brendan Gant.
The Brendan. Yep, the Brendan Gant. And Brendan Gant wasn't with the team, didn't travel this weekend, so it makes sense. But yeah, it's the first significant action Sydney's gotten on the defense, I think.
There he is.
But you
there
see that go. Even you see even Jamie Robinson playing a lot more kind of linebacker as time goes on. So I think that's just something that they're going to incorporate, moving that kind of Mike linebacker, Will linebacker into more of a safety type position.
Right, dude. You had Greedy Vance kind of in that Will spot. It's they're doing some interesting stuff with some of their looks.
I'm all about it because I think it just gets speed on the field.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm with you there.
I think Greedy Vance has looked great at nickel. I truly think that that's been one of the
second
reasons your defense has looked so different.
Nope, not happening. Nope. Just pops it up, dude.
What happened? Oh my God.
I forget. We were already doing the instant reaction by that point. just even more dominating than I think that just as dominating as I remember on the first watch. I feel like I'm even more impressed with the totality of the defensive line. They were all moving. They're all very aggressive. The secondary, my God, we have picked on them with reason, especially during that 3-game losing streak. But I don't know if it's health. I don't know if it's comfort with the scheme. I don't know if it's some of the different things they're asking them to do, but the communication looks better. They look more aggressive. Like that play, the communication between the levels, that play that you pointed out earlier, Kevin and Brendan, between Kalen DeLoach and Jamie, who's got who. They're not playing with any hesitation right now. They're playing against some offenses that have been hindered, but most of it's Florida State's defense hindering those offenses, I would argue.
Yeah, I tend to agree with you. One thing that's interesting that I haven't really thought about until watching this through, they've been playing Greedy Vance at slot a lot more. And right before they started doing that, we were being openly critical about Kevin Knowles playing that nickel position.
Yep.
And Clemson in particular picked on him hard. Like that was their game plan, was to go after Kevin Knowles. And so I wonder how much of this perceived turnaround has come into that change in personnel at the nickel position
with Fabian Lovett as well too, right? Having a more
right and you're playing easier teams.
Yes,
so
but
it,
no
it,
I'm,
it all I, plays into it but
Kevin is playing Kevin Knowles, I should say. Sorry, we have a Kevin here. I don't want to confuse people. Kevin is still starting for them at nickel. I think but Greedy has surpassed him in snap counts the last 2 weeks. Now, part of that is that Greedy plays in the rotation. I think they go 2 series for Kevin Knowles, 1 for Greedy typically. But then when you blow teams out, Greedy becomes the full-time nickel. So his snap count has been about 10 to 15 higher the last couple weeks. I think that's part of it. But yeah, at this point, they're almost kind of even, Kev. To your point, I think that Greedy's kind of gotten closer to being a sub-starter maybe at this point, and he's been really, really solid.
Yeah. Brendan, any final thoughts on this game for you? Number one, thank you for filling in.
Yeah, for
you
sure.
Were a little bit less surly than Adam, a little bit less trench-focused, but I thought you were a welcome addition to the tried-and-true triple option formula.
I heard that you guys were going to dissect the Wyatt Rector touchdown play, and I came running. So
well, that was right. Supposed to be your job. You weren't ready.
I wasn't. No, I panicked. I got caught looking at how beautiful the whole sequence was.
It's totally, okay, dude.
Totally honest. No, I mean, this is just the defense for 2 weeks in a row now has been totally dominant through 4 quarters, so 8 quarters total. So that's been great to see. The offense is super complimentary and building off of various elements of the run game. Jordan Travis, we didn't even talk about Jordan Travis only threw 2 incompletions. He almost set the FSU record for completion percentage in the game. And that's like the third or fourth thing that like I wrote about after the game on Saturday. Like the
crazy
fan base wasn't even like celebrating this great performance. It's expected.
It was just crazy. It's expected from a kid that a couple coaching staffs didn't think had being a competent quarterback in him at all. And now he's scoring 5 touchdowns every single way possible. And it's like, okay, man, good job. You know, pat on the head. And it's like, no, like we detailed. And I think that's good that you pointed out because we do it during the broadcast. Like, hey, that's another great play by Jordan. That's a good read by Jordan. That's a good he's in command of that offense, man, mm-hmm. with the checks, the pre-snap reads, the post-snap reads, everything. He looks completely comfortable and he is efficient, and he's the exact quarterback that this team needs. And he looks, he's making you guys, you two, I think were the trumpeteers of the Jordan Travis is actually very, very good. You will see parade and get your flowers, boys. You did a good job. I don't have an original thought in my body, so I just agree with Kevin because he's smarter than me. But you two guys were leading that train, so go ahead and soak it in, man. Good job. I'll clap for you.
I did my trolley victory lap on Twitter yesterday. We're all good. I got out of the system.
There you go. Professional Brendan is professional. Well, Kev, do you have anything else you want to say before we just wrap this up in a bow?
No, I think this is the third game where you can look at, I think Josh Dorms is winning you games. I think your team is bigger and stronger and faster than other teams you're facing. I think strength and conditioning plays into that. I think coaching plays into that. I think that talent acquisition, what you've done in the transfer portal, plays into that. And so it's good to see it coming together. It's good to see the momentum moving forward. You still have a Louisiana team that's not a total pushover and a Florida team that can beat you and is capable of putting up a good game ahead. So it's not a given win out the rest of your schedule, but if you keep playing like this, it will be. So,
absolutely. Well said, boys. Dominant performance by Florida State. Always a dominant performance by the Triple Option. Thank you for giving us an hour of your time. We love you. Continue to subscribe to this channel. Subscribe to the Knowles 24/7 YouTube channel. We've just got the content machine is just rolling everything out. So if you're not a subscriber to the Knowles 24/7 board, what are you doing? It's the first month is like a buck. You get to listen to stuff from all of us. We're the best. Everyone else is pretty good, but we're the best. And we love you. Thank you. Continue to chop on, and we'll see you after Louisiana.
It's the UEFA Champions League on Paramount Plus. Europe's top club soccer tournament. Champions versus champions. The best teams facing off in the knockout rounds.
Magnificent!
And it all takes place
while you're filling out financial reports at work. In the middle of your day, in the middle of your week. So use that second screen. Call in sick. Do whatever you gotta do to tune in Tuesdays and Wednesdays. Nobody watches the UEFA Champions League like us. Stream every match live exclusively on Paramount Plus.